questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you, and of course, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Dear Sheikh, our topic today is unfortunately what has become a sensitive topic, a sensitive discussion as well, subject of discussion, I apologize. In our Islamic, Shia Islamic communities as well. And that is about the whole unity of Islam. And when I say unity of Islam, we're going to be very specific because we do not want any misconceptions to arise and misunderstandings. Islamic unity between the Shia school of thought and the Sunni school of thought. Because in Islam, we believe in that we must be united against our enemies. We must stand as one, as brothers in faith, even though there are some differences in our rulings, jurisprudential rulings, and also in our beliefs. But at the end of the day, we believe in the same God and the same messenger. Does that then mean that for us Shia Muslims that we have to not, how should we say this, speak about our beliefs? Does this mean that we should not preach some of our beliefs? Does this, for example, mean that if we are in a mosque and the imam of the mosque is a Sunni, does this then mean that it's wajib, obligatory for us to pray behind this imam? Because seemingly it would seem that what we are doing, us Shia Muslims, what we are sacrificing for this Islamic unity is perhaps a lot more than what others are sacrificing for this Islamic unity, to the extent that we are neglecting, perhaps, or omitting to mention our core beliefs that make us who we are. So, dear Sheikh, how important is this Islamic unity, and does it justify, in essence, changing our Shia Islamic identity?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that about Islamic unity, we have a lot of emphasis from Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wassalam about maintaining this Islamic unity among our brothers and sisters. First of all, I need to start by some of the points which are very necessary for understanding this Islamic unity. First of all, we have a lot of commonalities within Islamic denominations. Why we do not focus on those huge amounts of commonality between us? For example, about the unity of Allah, Tawheed, about Nubuwwa of Noble Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, about Noble Quran. All Islamic denominations, we have Noble Quran, Noble Prophet Muhammad, Tawheed, about the one Qibla that we pray toward,
so
that.
So many beliefs.
Many,
and
many. Even if you go to the Islamic laws, Islamic jurisprudence, we have a lot of commonality.
Right.
For those people, you know, because I have spent some years for Islamic jurisprudence, I know that. So we have a lot of commonalities in different books of jurisprudence with Ahlul Sunnah, our brothers and sisters in faith.
Even Islamic rulings.
Yes. But unfortunately, we want to go to the differences.
Why emphasize the differences between us.
Why? This is a big question. Why we have this problem? You know that Islamic unity with our dear brothers and sisters, it means that, first of all, it is within Islamic orders. I want to say that if you go to the verses of Noble Quran and to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, you find a lot of emphasis and encouragement on the side of Ahlul Bayt to maintain our relationship and unity be with our dear esteemed brothers and sisters in Islam, other denominations of Islam. Right. And Ahlul Bayt, Noble Prophet Muhammad, they asked us and ordered us to maintain this unity with our brothers and sisters. And I'm sure that unfortunately some of our dear listeners, they are not aware of these, you know, narrations of Ahlul Bayt. Let me introduce one book which has been compiled and published actually by the Astana Qudsi Razavi, the holy shrine of the Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, Pishwayan Shi'a Pishgaman Wahdat, which means that the infallible Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, they are pioneers of the unity of Islamic Ummah.
So this whole concept has actually been preached by the household of the Prophet himself and, of course, the Prophet.
Yes. I want to say that this is Islamic duty. It is not political one, okay? Right. It is not only political. Rather, it is Islamic duty. For example, we have one narration from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam himself. He said, لَيْسَ رَجْلٌ أَحْرَسَ عَلَىٰ جَمَاعَةِ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله وَأُلْفَتَهَا مِنِّي. Is nobody like me looking and seeking for the unity of, you know, denomination within the Ummah of Noble Prophet Muhammad. أَبْتَغِي بِذَلَكَ حُسْنَ الثَّوَابِ وَكَرَمِ الْمَآبِ. Because I am looking for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by wanting to gather all Islamic denominations together. So Imam Sheikh, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Some might say that the Imam, did he himself say Islamic domination, or did he just speak about the Islamic Ummah as a whole? Because if he spoke as Islamic Ummah as a whole, one might object and say that he meant the true Shia Muslim followers.
No. He said that because if you go to other narrations of Ahlul Bayt, you can easily understand that they are talking about all Islamic denominations. Okay, within the realm of Islam, they want to say, أَحْرَسْ عَلَىٰ جَمَاعَةُ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ. I just want to gather all the people under the banner of Islam. All people, they are considered to be Muslim within all denominations. I just want to gather them under one banner, which is a banner of Islam.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And another narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wassalam, he said that صلوا في مساجدهم وعودوا مرضاهم وشهدوا جنائزهم. He said that pray with them in their mosque. O Shia community, go to the mosque of Ahlul Sunnah, pray with them. And if they are sick, pay visit to the sick people of the Ahlul Sunnah. And if they, you know, some of them, they're dead, go to the
funeral procession
of them. فَإِنَّكُمْ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمْ ذَلِكْ قَالُوا هَؤُلَاءِ الْجَعْفَرِيَّةِ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ جَعْفَرًا. If you do that, people praise me as Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said that, oh, they are Shia people, they are followers of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah bless Imam As-Sadiq. So, and there, actually the riwayah of Kunu lana daynan wa la takunu alayna shaynan is, it has been said by Ahlul Bayt in this context. That if you go among the other denominations, which they are the majority actually, even nowadays they are majority. If you go among them, try to show the mercy of Ahlul Bayt, to be very respectful to them, you know, their visitation, to have kind of nice interaction, kind interaction to them, in order to attract their attention toward the, you know, Ahlul Bayt.
Or at the very least, to protect the followers of Ahlul Bayt from harm.
if not just attract them to the Islamic?
Because it has been mentioned in riwayah of Ahlul Bayt that you should attract the kindness of people toward us Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu, to love us Ahlul Bayt. Okay, and to be kind of adornment for the Ahlul Bayt, not to be disgrace for them. So you see that unfortunately, maybe some people in a Shia community, Shia, and of course school of thought, and in Sunni school of thought, unfortunately we have some extremist group in both sides.
Right. Okay. Radicals.
Yes, radicals. But if you go to the, and these radicals, maybe most of them, they are not aware of the traditions of Ahlul Bayt. And even the verses of Noble Quran, they are not aware of that. But if they go to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, you find many, numerous narrations of Ahlul Bayt emphasizing on having respect to them, visiting, having interaction to them, to have the kind of, nice behavior, mannerism with them, and attract their attention and the love towards Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. So it means that if you have any disputes, first of all try to talk to each other by the rational argument.
So do not get emotional, basically.
Exactly, I want to say that.
That's the
do not get emotional. Yes. Do not hurt your emotions. It is very important not to insult in each other, not to cause rude to each other.
Not to insult the people who the other part respects.
Yes, exactly. And it is strictly forbidden. And then if you have any, differences, put it for the scholars. Scholars of both sides, they can go and have dialogue and debate to each other,
right,
and they can solve their problem. I don't know, in some conferences, they can sit to each other, they can have dialogue to each other and solve and minimize the problem. Not to publicize, right, and, differences between denominations and, publicly not to talk. Many people, they are not expert in this issue, and they want to publicize whatever differences, even the detailed differences that we have between Shia and Ahlul Sunnah. And this is totally wrong, because this is a responsibility of our scholars to talk about this issue, but not ordinary, common, ignorant people.
But that's the problem, dear Sheikh, because our scholars, they do not sit together to talk and debate. So it is kind of left to the supporters of these schools of thought to defend their school of thought. Because I do not remember the last time I saw a Shia scholar sit with a Sunni scholar to discuss problems in a respectable and a well-mannered form.
Of course, if you go to the history, you find a lot of kinds of these dialogues between,
right,
our scholars, Shia and Sunni. And still, even nowadays, we have these kind of conversations and dialogues with our scholars, but maybe in few numbered cases, but still we have this, and we have to, increase these kind of dialogues between our scholars. And maybe part of the reason is propaganda, my dear brother.
Of course.
Propaganda, especially by the social media, by Western, hegemony, they want to separate us from each other. They want to break the unity of Islamic Ummah. And you know that how dangerous it is. Because you know that after all, we have one enemy, who are actually the enemy of humanity. And when we have all Islamic denominations, when they have one unique enemy, so why we should have dispute? We have to unite to each other and be against the enemy that we have.
I would like to end this discussion on a light note by mentioning that look at what unites us and focus on that, because that which disunites us is much, much less.
I want to say that very briefly. It doesn't mean that we want to, for example, change our faiths and school of thought.
Of course, we will not omit our beliefs.
It doesn't mean that I do not want to, I want to withdraw from my belief system. No.
Of course.
Both sides, they have to maintain that. But it means that, put aside some of the quarrels.
Yes.
Put aside insulting, okay?
Right.
and you know, disrespecting each other. This is the unity Islamic Ummah means that. Let me add one narration that من صلى معهم في الصف الأول فكأنما صلى مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله في الصف الأول. If you pray in congregational prayers with your brothers of Ahl Sunnah, is as if you have prayed with Noble Prophet Muhammad in the first line. So you see that very important to maintain this unity with our brothers of and sisters of Ahl Sunnah. And actually, this narration falls from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam.
And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time.
I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and sharing with us his knowledge.
My pleasure.
And I also thank you, the dear listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن